Welcome to episode 111 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you joined us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in to our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's anything you'd like to hear more about, let us know. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Lindsay, Laura, and Amy. As you know, we here at Outlander Travel are always looking for new and exciting adventures for our clients. Well, in October, it was Amy's turn to take one for the team.
How she suffers for her art.
Yeah, I suffer.
She and her husband Scott went to Europe to experience small ship luxury cruising in Italy and France with Windstar Cruises.
Her pictures, terrible.
I know. Her pictures were amazing, and she managed to find a golden retriever in almost every port, and we can't wait to hear about it, so let's get started. So, Amy, was this your first small cruise experience?
It was, yes, and so, it was, I thought it would be more difficult because my husband sort of humors me, and he goes on big cruises with me, ocean cruises, mm-hmm. and he's okay with them, but he gets off saying, okay, that's our last cruise. So I wasn't sure how he would feel about going on another cruise. And I had to convince him that it was smaller. It wouldn't be as, it was just going to be a different experience. He liked the mm-hmm. ports is what got him going on this, because you can get into a lot of smaller ports than you can with the big ocean cruiser. So we got into a lot of small ports and he loved it. He even said he would go on another one of these. So yeah.
So awesome. when we say smaller, can you give us an example or like some stats on the size?
So, well, we started in Rome, which there are a lot of big ships that start in Rome because the port there's big enough to handle that. But we went to small little towns like Portofino. I could probably be saying this wrong if anybody Italian's listening. Mm-hmm. Portofino, La Spezia.
Spezia.
How you say it?
Spezia.
Spezia. We'll see. I was way out. there's no way. And we were docked out there with like the little sailboats. We were right there. Mm-hmm. And there's no way. I know that there was one day when we were in, I believe it was, was it Portofino? There was a big ship that had to take a little ferry of their people over. And that little town got so crowded when that happened. But we had the town to ourselves for the first 3 hours of the day before the big ship mm-hmm. parked and got all their people over. So we were just right there in the actual port. It was cool.
So about how many people are on board?
Windstar can hold, I believe, up to, I think one of their largest yachts holds 220 people. I believe ours was maybe 200.
So much smaller. Like a tenth of the size. Oh, wow.
Yeah, when you talk about those ocean cruises, especially the new ones now, they're like 4,000 people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just did an episode on the Harmony of the Seas right before you joined us. So, yeah.
Well, totally different. Future,
yeah, that was... No, actually, it's before.
I was okay. I'm like, we're all out of order.
Yeah.
Wow. The service, I mean, I never had anything to complain about on the big ships either with service, but we went, as soon as we got onto this boat, this yacht, our room attendant was already trying to memorize our names. He's like, okay, Amy and Scott. And by the end of the day, he knew us, and he had his rooms. He would call us all by our first names, and the ship, you know, was small enough. There was one place for main lunch. You never got lost. You never felt overwhelmed on the ship. It did have a pool. It did have a hot tub. We never used it. The food was outstanding. It was, mm-hmm. they did a barbecue on the ship one night, and they actually roasted a pig, and they had lobster. It was just amazing. It was amazing mm-hmm. right there. It's cool.
So you went in October. How was the weather? Is that a great time to do a Mediterranean cruise? Or,
you know, it's iffy. It's kind of, I kept checking the weather for weeks before, and it was very similar to our weather. I think it can be iffy. I think you can get great weather in October. It's definitely off season, so it's a lot cheaper to go then. They don't have hurricanes there, so that's one good thing about the season. It's just iffy. We went the beginning of October, and we had, I think our warmest day was in the low 70s. The rest were in like maybe the mid to upper 60s during the day. Night was kind of cool. It drizzled a few days, but not all day. Didn't ever pour. And I did have a friend that went last year, the same timing, and she was in the water in her bathing suit and sweating, and she was fine. So it's just iffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like it would be a you know, more like a cultural experience and not like a swimming, yes, snorkeling. But
yes. Yeah. Now, these Windstar yachts, though, speaking of that, I have to say this, they open up when you dock in the, when they don't dock like on a hard port where they did in one spot, you're moored, you're tendered off the, land. So they open up, the back of their ship just opens up like a mouth, and they have floaty things to float on. They have kayaks, they have snorkel. You just jump right in from the boat into the water. It's really cool. So can you imagine, like, their ships also go in the Caribbean? How cool would that be? It's right there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That would be so cool.
There were some people that took advantage of that a couple of days. It was warm enough to do it, but it was too cold for me.
Were there scuba divers? Like people with wetsuits and stuff?
I didn't see any scuba diving. I saw a lot of kayaking. They had their kayaks, and I saw people just like jumping off the floaty mats.
So Windstar is a luxury cruise line, and that's something that, you know, you can hear the word luxury and you're like, okay, well, so that's hoity-toity. And so one of the things that means is, yeah, usually more is included or what have you. Can you talk a little bit about what makes this a luxury line? Obviously, it's a yacht. So
the food was definitely a step up. I mean, they just don't have to cook for as many, so they can make it a little bit more personalized. The food was amazing. The rooms, did I share the room pictures with you guys yet?
I don't think so.
I don't think I've seen
them. They were so much bigger than a cruise line. We just got a basic window cabin, which I swore I would never get a window again. I always wanted a balcony, but they have French balconies on these ships. And so we just did the window, and it was a huge window. It was about the size of me. It was a 5-foot window. You could sit in it. Walk-in closet. The rooms were bigger than a cruise ship. It was huge. I'd say the personalized service, just there was always somebody there to help you, and they were willing to help you, and they were very nice about it. There weren't lines anywhere. I don't know. One of the first days, the first morning that we had breakfast, we were going to be going out for a bike and kayak trip. And apparently we were the only ones that signed up for that. So the cruise director found us. He found us. We'd never even spoke to this guy. He came out to breakfast. He goes, Amy and Scott, I'm so sorry. We got canceled. And we're like, how did you even know? He's like, I asked the maitre d' up front. I'm like, oh. But anyways, just a more personal feeling for sure.
So you mentioned that excursion. Are your excursions included?
No. Well, they do one shore excursion free of charge. And ours was, I think it was in Portofino. They took us to like this old castle, and they had a big feast, and they showed us how to make basil pesto, and they had music, and then you got to tour the castle, and that was included. The other ones are no, they're at your expense.
Okay.
So you say one, you mean one during the cruise, not per port?
Right. One during the cruise. Yeah. I'm trying to think. When we did ours, the price was outstanding anyways because it was off season, but I don't think I'm not sure if Windstar even does promos with that. I don't know if I've ever seen any where they offer excursions or onboard credit and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Was there a spa on board? I know that's what Lindsay wants to know.
Scott was going to do it. Actually, yeah, there's a workout area. There was a gym. I ran once, Sandy, once. there's a gym, and right attached to the gym, like a cruise ship, is the spa. I did not go in the spa. Scott signed up and then canceled because we just had too much to do. There's a spa.
Nice. So what's the clientele like? Were you with other, was it mostly European because you were in Europe, or were there a lot of Americans? Or,
you know, that's a good question. There were a lot of Europeans, but of course all these Europeans spoke English, so I was conversing with all of them.
So nice of them.
Yeah, I know, it was nice, because obviously I can't even say the word spazia. there were a lot of Europeans. There were also a lot of Americans, though. I don't know if I would even say half and half, maybe half and half. There were a lot of both. I did notice that on purpose, I noticed sort of the types of people that were on it. And it was, there were at least two couples that looked like they maybe were on their honeymoon. They were in their 20s. At least two couples were that way. Should I say how old I am?
You can. I think we've mentioned it.
I'm in my 40s. I mean, there might have been, we were in the minority. Most of the people on this cruise were in their 60s. Okay. I would say that's so much older than me, but they were older.
Well, the
kind of more refined, older crowd.
The time of year, too, would, you know, yeah, is more open for people who are retired, don't have kids in school or anything like that. So,
yeah.
You know, I had clients that did Windstar into the French Polynesia. Mm-hmm. Polynesia. They did the Moorea one, 7 night, and there were kids on that one.
Okay, so kids are welcome then.
Kids are welcome. And another thing I noticed, there were three sisters that went, and they were so cute. They all shared a room, so you can also do triples.
Cool.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast on, or a webinar on Windstar, and she said, children are welcome, but typically the kind of children that are coming on this are children that are used to traveling,
right,
with their parents and are well behaved.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I think the ones on that Polynesian one were over 10.
Mm-hmm. So more cultured children, more.
Yeah, worldly. There were none on ours. Yeah.
So what was your favorite port? Because I know you did Monaco and France.
Yeah, we did. We did. So we started in Rome. We went to Porto Faro, Italy, and then we did. And then I'm pronouncing this one right. I know because I asked. Cannes. We went to Cannes,
yeah.
France, Monte Carlo, Monaco. Overnight. That was overnight. That was almost a 48-hour stop. Portofino, Italy, and La Spezia, Italy.
Good.
The ports were awesome. I think that Monte Carlo was actually my least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the excursions there were awesome. From there we went to Ez, which was, if you saw my pictures, they were the ones on top of this mountain,
mm-hmm,
that had this big stone village on the top of a mountain. And they did that because in all these ports were sort of lookouts for ships coming in to fight. And so they would have all these villages. But anyway, so this one was, I'm not a history buff. I need my husband on here. I asked him. But this one was like on top of a huge mountain. They built this huge village. It was amazing. I don't know. Scott's favorite was Portofino. So picturesque. It's, mm-hmm, I mean, it was beautiful. I don't know. I loved Cannes too. I loved the historic area. Oh my gosh. Rue de Sequoia. That's where we had dinner one night. It was awesome. Yeah. It was fun. The markets, the fresh markets there. Oh my gosh. Every town had a fresh market and it was humongous. Fresh foods, fresh cheese, fresh olives, fresh fish, fresh pasta, fresh. I mean, if we had that here, there's no need for a supermarket. It was amazing.
Mm, yeah. It was just good. Yeah, get what you need every day. So were you allowed to bring a lot of like food like that back on the ship?
We did. We brought a baguette probably in every port back in with us with a bottle of wine from wherever the port was. Wine, mm, chocolate,
that's cool,
bread. We ate it in our room. Yeah. There was a corkscrew in our room, so there was no corkage fee or anything like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
It sounds, yeah, very much like a river cruise in that, yeah, regard. Yeah. Yeah. Except, yeah, not with the...
Now, were your other alcoholic drinks, were they included?
No, you can buy drink packages. Okay. We were debating that, but really, we just knew that we were going to be off the ship so much wanting to eat and drink in these little towns that, mm-hmm, we just decided not to. And I'm so glad we did that. I think, yeah, I don't know. In these ports, you're there. You're not ever on the ship for, mm-hmm, a whole day to sit and drink. You're going, yeah, off and you're on land and you're, oh, there's so much to see and do and so many cute little shops and creperies. It was awesome.
Crepes.
Yeah, my crepe pictures too. They do have golden retrievers all over Europe. They barked in a different, yeah.
They barked in a different language.
So, Amy, you said it was a luxury cruise. Does that mean that people have to dress up for dinner every night?
No, in fact, Windstar, although they're a luxury cruise line, they really push the fact it's casual. And it was casual. I wore dresses, nothing fancy, not like gowns or anything. And I had a jean jacket on with it. It was not fancy at all. Now, you can't wear shorts at dinner. Like, guys couldn't wear shorts, but he could wear jeans. And loafers. Yeah, no, it was not like a tuxedo suit and tie at all. I think they had a specialty restaurant that I meant to try and I never did. The food was just so good anyways. We never made reservations at the specialty dining.
How long was your cruise?
We did a 7-night.
Okay.
And was it round trip?
What about nighttime entertainment?
So I'm an old fogey. After I ate dinner, I would go to bed. I was always so tired. They didn't have like, You know, I'm trying to know. They didn't have a big area where they, I'm trying to think, they didn't have anything like a comedian, or they had just music on deck at night, but they didn't have any shows.
Did they bring on any entertainment? Sometimes the smaller cruise lines like that will bring on like a local act.
I've heard of that too on Windstar, in fact, but not on this cruise. Okay. I've heard that they've done that before too, but no. But every time they sailed away, it was so touching, and I'm such a cornball, but I would tear up because they would play this song while they were raising the flags as we would leave, and it was just so moving. I wish I should have recorded it. I might have recorded it. I'll have to see. But it was really cool every time. I don't remember what the song. Well, every time you sailed away, everybody was up on deck waiting for that music and the sails to go up.
So what were you had one overnight stop you mentioned, but was there anything else where, like, I know when I was on a small ship one time and when we stopped in Portofino, we were actually there at night. And then the ship was there till like 1 o'clock in the morning and then sailed away. Did you have situations like that where you could see these towns at night?
Yeah. So I'm looking at my schedule just to remind myself, but we were in Porto Faro from 8 a.m. one morning until 8 a.m. the next morning.
Okay.
So yeah, and then Monte Carlo, 8 a.m. one morning until overnight, and then we didn't leave until 5 p.m. the next day, like 8 a.m. all that day and all until 5 p.m. the next day. And we did that 8 a.m. to 8 a.m. also in Porto Faro and Portofino. So yeah, the only day that we had just a normal day was in La Spezia, and that was just an 8 to 4 thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's short.
So that's one thing we liked about that itinerary, actually, is that we had longer in the ports. So that's one of our Scott's complaints about cruise ships on oceans is 8 to 5. Like, there's not enough time to go really
or
see that.
Or 2. I've got one coming up that's till 2.
Yeah,
2 in the morning.
Yeah. No. 2 p.m. Like 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And I was just in Nassau from like noon to 5. So
not just not a lot of time.
No.
So did you find any places that you want to go back and visit in more depth?
Every port we were in, like, I could see my daughter Emma, who wants to be an actress. I would love to take her back to France.
Yeah.
We saw Paris Hilton while we were there.
Ah, did you really?
wait, the building or the person?
No.
Yeah, she was with some boy kissing him. And we all, like, there were so many people taking pictures. I wasn't sure. I was taking a picture of...
That's a shocker.
Yeah, exactly.
A boy.
It was in Cannes, and we rented a bike, and we went all along the boardwalk there back and forth, and there was just one resort with a big clock out front. And I had to take a picture of the clock because it was a Rolex clock on the outside of this hotel. And then I'm like, what are all these people doing in front? And I had already taken the picture. I'm like, I think that's Paris Hilton. And I looked and I made it bigger and it was Paris Hilton.
You had to take a picture of her.
I took a picture of her by accident. So I would love to go back to France, but Abby being such a history buff, she would love, I don't know. I could go, I want to go back to all of it. It was all amazing. It was all amazing.
Well, and you're right. Those are some smaller ports that are hard to get to on a regular. You know, it's not as easy to get back to them. It's not like I'm going to go back to Nice. You know,
right? You can't just go park it in Rome or in Sorrento or wherever. Right? The castles every day. You were talking about excursions. I think we might have paid for one excursion because you get off on these little ports and there's a castle in every port, and you could go tour the castle for like €5 and. There's just so much to see in these ports without needing to go buy anything. You could spend all day just right there walking without even having to get a cab to go anywhere. And things were so cheap there. We were getting pizzas, fresh pizzas and beer for both of us for like €5 or €6.
Wow.
That makes sense.
So
did you gamble in Monte Carlo?
You know what we did? We did go into the casino, but we didn't gamble. We were only allowed in the main part of the casino. Like, they have all these different rooms where I guess the big spenders go and the Saudi princes go because his car was parked out front. and it's funny. So they don't let their own people go in. That's why you have to have a passport when you go to the casino there, because they don't want any of their own people spending money There, they only want the tourists to come spend the money.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what I want to ask you, Amy, you said that Scott obviously likes the smaller cruises. Are you a convert now? Do you want to get back on a big ship, or are you a small
cruise? I do still want to get back on a big ship, too. Especially these new ones. Like, I really want to see these big new ones. I have to see them. I sell them. I need to see them. Yeah. But I do love these. Like, I would love to take one of these Windstar in the Caribbean. Just for the smaller ports, just being able to be right there on these small little islands that you can't get to.
Yeah.
That I've been to so many times. Just something different down there.
Now, is Windstar the one that has, there's one line, and I might be mixing them up, so I apologize, with like two sailboats and two motor yachts? Is that their
fleet? We have the motor yacht. Okay. And they do have the sailboat. They use the sail one in the French Polynesian. And I want to say they might even do it in the Caribbean.
That's what I think, yeah, so they too, do yeah. Both. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, you were on the motor yacht then?
We were.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they have a small fleet. They are not big. Okay.
I think, Yeah.
I think it's only the four, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just took a training on it as well. So it might have even been the same one that Laura took, because I remember the comment about the children as well.
I took that like two or three years ago. Yeah.
So where else?
Like Silver Seas and Regents and Windstar and Yankee. The new one out in where Lindsay is. That really small.
Are you talking about UnCruise or American Cruise Line?
No, it's the small little one that goes back and forth to.
Oh, the Clipper one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clipper Vacation.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad that you weren't on the sail one, because that's the one that I'm kind of really curious about. It seems like it's almost, I don't want to say a pirate ship, because that makes it sound cheesy and that there's
Ask
a bunch of
Marge Miles. She was on that
one. Oh, really? Is that the one she did? Was that the French Polynesia?
It is. And she's going to take another one to Costa Rica in March. But I don't know that it's going to be a sail one or not. I need to look that up. I'm not sure.
I actually have friends who honeymooned on the French Polynesian one, and I'm pretty sure it was with Windstar. They actually did, when you do that, you can actually do a wedding ceremony, like a Polynesian wedding ceremony on board.
Oh, wow.
They'll sort of remarry you. Yeah, they'll sort of, yeah.
Sandy, or Lindsay, are you doing that one? Are you doing that
the
trip?
Again? I really want to do that. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a Windstar.
No. Well, Matt, I might be doing a Windstar. I don't know.
I'm just like, what have you heard?
I'll do it. Sign me up.
That's when I saw advertised for traveling.
Yes, Sandy posted it. Remember, you said, I am close to Tahiti.
Yeah.
It's definitely very high up on my bucket list.
Really.
For sure, this year.
Next year. You know, we keep joking about the next Outlander trip.
I've got a very small Windjammer cruise, which is not by any of the cruise lines we're talking about, but in 2010. 2002. In Maine, and I would love to try one of the sail ship ones, because I love that. I wanted to leave my home and go cook on a Windjammer cruise.
It was awesome. And you know, I always joke about my husband not being social, and those big ships make him a little uncomfortable, having to always talk to people. Mm-hmm. And that was just what was so different. He was very at ease. We even met a couple and hung out with them more than once.
Oh.
That never happens on the big cruises. Yeah, it was just a whole different experience.
So with your seating, it's one seating at dinner, right?
Dinner, I'm trying to think. Gosh, were we ever on the boat for I remember breakfast was always on the back end. It could be open or closed. Oh my gosh, is that bad? I don't even remember dinner. I feel like we ate out on land for most dinners, except the one that they featured for us in the castle. And there was one barbecue on the ship. You know what? Yeah, you can go in anytime. We did have one dinner on the ship. You can go in anytime. It's kind of like an anytime dining thing.
So then do they seat you with other couples, or were you?
Whatever you want. We always said for two, except for that one time we were with that couple. We were one night with them.
Okay.
Yeah, we never. Yeah, you can do whatever.
So basically what I'm asking is, if you are antisocial like I am, you can be antisocial and be
okay. Yes, good. Absolutely.
Like my husband is.
Yes.
You don't have to talk to anyone.
These antisocial husbands.
Well, how about you just value your alone time?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and to be fair, when I do...
Like,
When I do smaller ships, I actually do end up meeting people. It's true. They're less intimidating than the big ships. So I won't meet anyone when I'm on a big ship. I won't make a single new friend at all. But then on a small ship, I will actually, you know, that river cruise I was on, you know, I definitely made friends. I'm Facebook friends with 3 or 4 people that I met on that. And considering there's only 150 people on that ship, yeah. I mean, you said there are only 200. Yeah, that's a pretty high number, all things considered.
Yeah, this other couple that we met, they're all about, okay, let's do the Caribbean together. Let's get our kids. We have kids the same age, and we're all talking about, okay, our next one, we're going to do the Caribbean. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, so we know when Amy's coming back. She's going to talk about the next. So make sure you do one of those sail ones, because I want to hear how that is.
I know. Those look really cool.
All right. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, and you can click on the podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or you can like us at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast or search for Flyaway. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Elizabeth, Lindsay, Laura, Amy, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.